There's nothing quite like walking past a bread shop in the morning and smelling that delightful aroma of freshly baked bread, is there? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. So, Christmas, Mary, Joseph, the shepherds watching their flocks by night, the wise men from the east, and of course, Bethlehem. But why Bethlehem? Well, that was the place where centuries before, the prophet Micah had predicted that the Messiah would be born. But why there? Why not Jerusalem? Surely that would have made more sense. But no, God chose Bethlehem because that word Bethlehem literally means the house of bread. Years later, Jesus said this of himself, John chapter 6, verses 32 to 35. I can assure you that Moses was not the one who gave your people bread from heaven, but my Father gives you true bread from heaven. God's bread is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. The people said, Sir, from now on, give us bread like that. And then Jesus said, I am the bread that gives life. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry. No one who believes in me will ever be thirsty. There's nothing quite like a fresh loaf of bread. It's a carbohydrate, an energy food, a staple of our diet. That's the picture that Jesus is painting here of himself. So it makes sense, doesn't it? Where else should the bread of life be born but in Bethlehem? Just before he was betrayed, Luke chapter 22, verse 19, he took some bread and thanked God for it. He broke off some pieces and gave them to the apostles and said, This bread is my body that I'm giving for you. Eat this to remember me. Jesus, the bread of life, born in Bethlehem for you. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The Word of God is so rich. It's cram-packed full of powerful truths that can and will turn your life upside down. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.